Clark Judge joins us now. Clark, how are you?
Busy.
Yeah, I guess. Give me your thoughts on the Bradford Foles. Why do you think the Eagles would make this trade?
Well, I've seen the reports. I haven't talked to anyone within those front offices, so I assume it's correct. But I think the Eagles look at Bradford and see that there's a lot of upside here. Listen, Nick Foles, quarterback they got, was terrific 2 years ago. Wasn't so terrific last year before he got hurt. Turned the ball over a lot. I think what the Eagles are banking on is that if they can get Sam Bradford healthy, and that's a big if. Nobody can. He was the first pick of the draft. He was the first pick in the draft for a good reason. He was a franchise quarterback waiting to happen. We're still waiting for it to happen because he gets hurt all the time. If you can keep him clean, protect him, maybe he's got a chance.
Who's he going to throw the ball to?
We'll find out. I mean, I have no doubt that Chip Kelly will find somebody. I don't worry about offense with this team. I worry about defense. And they got to start with Kiko Alonso. I like that move. So I might have been one of the few guys. But, you know, LeSean McCoy is a terrific running back, but you can find running backs. You certainly can find running backs in this draft. You can't find guys like Kiko Alonso very often, and Kiko Alonso certainly got a relationship with his former head coach. So I thought that was a strong move for him. But, yeah, I mean, they lose Macklin. They lost DeSean Jackson last year. Who's he going to throw to? Riley Cooper, I guess. They'll find somebody in the draft, trust me.
Clark Judge joins us talking NFL free agency. Clark, what'd you make of the trade just before free agency opened between the Seahawks and Saints, sending Jimmy Graham to the West Coast and the Seahawks?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, I guess it has all sorts of implications in terms of money because he just signed, I think, an extension. But Jimmy Graham had, you know, he got hurt last year. Wasn't the same when he came back. I think he's perfect for that offense. I'm talking about the New Orleans offense, and I think it was great for Drew Brees. Subtracting him is a huge deal. But look what they got in return. They got a good, really good center, plus a first-round draft pick. I think this is a positive for both teams. Listen, the Saints have got to start doing something. That team they had last year was an underachieving ball club with Jimmy Graham, but Jimmy Graham was half the guy in the second year. I don't know how serious that injury is going forward, but they looked at this as an opportunity to clear some cap space, and they did that to get a very good offensive lineman and get another draft pick. A lot of teams here are looking to get draft picks in return. Why? Younger legs, plus cheaper.
Clark, if you had to put money on it right now, where do you think Darrell Revis signs?
Probably the Jets. I didn't think it would get this far with New England because he did make the difference last year, but I think New England looks at it and just says, we can't break the bank for him. They spent a lot of money, probably overpaid for Devin McCourty. I thought then that was a signal that they were going to lose him. Brandon Browner is now a guy who's saying, I don't want to take a pay cut. Is it possible they could lose both those guys? Certainly possible, and I think right now probable they would lose Revis. If they did, probably come back here to New York. The Jets have the room, especially. That's one of the reasons. But he likes New York as well, so I think there's a real good chance he ends up as a Jet. Hard as it is to believe, because a couple years ago, wasn't Woody Johnson was telling us why he wouldn't be a Jet? Well, now they may take him back.
Clark Judge from the Talk of Fame Network talking NFL. Yeah, owners, they would never go back on their word in the NFL. That would never happen.
No, that would never happen.
DeMarco Murray. There's talk maybe the Eagles, now that they got rid of LeSean McCoy, maybe in the mix. With the Raiders, of course, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who do you think is the best fit? Where do you think he goes?
The Falcons are in the mix, too. Atlanta's in the mix. In fact, a guy told me 20 minutes ago, he said he's going to Atlanta. I went, you got to be kidding me. I haven't seen or had that confirmed yet, but a guy told me he thought he was going to Atlanta. So we'll see. But I think he's probably going somewhere other than Dallas at this point. And at one point last year, I didn't think that would be possible. I didn't think they'd let him hit the open market. They did. I know Stephen Jones talked to his representatives last night. But why would you wait that long to talk to him? And I think they felt as if he would probably take that hometown discount and come home. But when you look at what was going on with LeSean McCoy and Marshawn Lynch, the contracts they signed, he probably said, you know what, I can get a big payday out on the open market, which he can, because if you have a bell cow out there, and he's certainly one of those guys, they were getting the big money in terms of running back. So I think if you were to ask me right now, I'd say Atlanta or, yeah, Philadelphia.
One of the other moves, of course, Julius Thomas going to the Jaguars. The Broncos right. replace him with Owen Daniels, and they've also signed Virgil Green, respectively, to 3-year deals. What do you make of that? Is that a big downward move for the Broncos, or more of an even across the board move?
No, that's a big move. That's a big move and a negative move for Denver. Listen, look what happened when he left the lineup last year. Peyton Manning was never the same. Now I realize Peyton Manning was 38 last year and also was a descending player who was hurt. But still, not having Julius Thomas in the lineup, you subtract 12 touchdowns from the past 2 years, each of the past 2 years, that's a huge loss. And he really was never the quarterback after Thomas left that lineup. I think he's going to miss him dearly. I think the Broncos are a descending team. They've lost Orlando Franklin. They've lost Julius Thomas. They're not the same club. They've got to get new offensive linemen. This is a huge, huge subtraction on the outside. Why would you go to Jacksonville, though? I mean, and somebody said, well, you know, it's about the money. Well, I understand that's about the money, but, boy, you can tell me you're not going to get any money in Denver? Yeah, you're going to get some money in Denver. You get a chance to play with Peyton Manning and play with a team that's a playoff team. Jacksonville's not a playoff team. You're with Blake Bortles. I don't know whether he's going to make it or not, but, boy, it just seems like you're taking the money to go into the abyss, really. But, you know, that's Julius Thomas, and good luck to him. But they're going to need a lot of playmakers in Jacksonville before that team becomes credible. But you're asking about Denver? Absolutely. It's a big loss for the Broncos.
Clark Judge from the Talk of Fame Network joining us. Clark, what have you made of the very interesting offseason the 49ers have had? New head coach. Today they inked Torrey Smith to what I think is an overpayment, 5 years, $40 million, $22 million. What have you made of the 49ers offseason?
Very interesting offseason, you said. That's one way of putting it.
Yes.
Disastrous is another way of putting it. You start with the loss of the head coach who had you in the conference championship game 3 or 4 years and in the Super Bowl 1 of those years. And then you start losing Patrick Willis, you're right, Justin Smith, and Frank Gore. I mean, you go down the list, Michael Crabtree. I mean, all of a sudden guys are fleeing the ship. You know, Culler will be another guy who'll go. They're losing people left and right. And I think it's a sad story because a couple years ago they were the most talented team in football, and now that talent's going elsewhere. And I do think it's a sad story. I don't think that the head coach, new head coach, is going to have much of a chance. It's going to be tough. But you know, you've got Colin Kaepernick, a quarterback who there were reports earlier this week that they were even trading him. They're not going to trade him because you're not going to go into the season with Blaine Gabbert as your starter. But that's how bad things have become. It's like everyone wants to get out of San Francisco, where 2 years ago they all wanted to come. But I think it's sort of a reflection the direction that team's going. It's too bad because Jim Tomsula doesn't really have a chance, I don't think, as a head coach. I mean, someone said the other day, could they be the worst team in that division? Yeah, they could. I mean, they really could. Colin Kaepernick was hitched to the hip of Jim Harbaugh, and they were very successful together. But you saw Kaepernick starting to slide with each year. Harbaugh's gone now. The safety net for Kaepernick's gone as well. Now, I think, honestly, within a year, probably, Kaepernick will be gone too. That team will be remade, and honestly, it's going to be going downwards. Too bad, because they had a really nice ball club a couple years ago.
Clark, today, Jake Locker of the Titans announced he's retiring. Does that pretty much mean Marcus Mariota is going to be a top two pick now?
No, I wouldn't say that. Because they weren't counting on Jake Locker anyway. Mettenberger's the guy that they've hitched their wagon to. They think Mettenberger could be the future. So I don't think they're going there, but they're certainly in a great position. If anyone's got a conviction about Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston, either one, to mortgage that pick off, like St. Louis did several years ago with RG3. I think if you're saying Mettenberger's the guy, then I sell that pick to the highest bidder, and there will be people who want to come up there. But they've got to have a conviction about one or both of those guys. And in some people's eyes, Mariota's dropped down the board. Not mine. Honestly, if I were the first team and picking and I were Tampa Bay and I needed a quarterback, he'd be the guy I take. And I realize, yeah, he's not worth playing in a pro-style offense, but I also don't have the red flags and character concerns I do with Jameis Winston. I wouldn't take Jameis Winston in any of the 7 rounds simply because of his character concerns. That really, really would scare me off. Mariota is not that kind of guy. He was very talented in college. Doesn't mean he can't be talented in the pros as well. I realize it's a different game, a different offense, but boy, I liked everything I saw about this kid, and really there was nothing said about him until the last game and then suddenly the combine and people started getting off the bandwagon. I get nervous about prospects when that happens. If you have a conviction about a guy, stay with it.
Clark Judge joining us. What about Mettenberger? Do you have any faith in him? Or would the Titans, if Mariota's there at number two, should they take him?
No, I don't have faith in him, but I just think when you draft a guy 1 year high and then you turn around and you go the next year and you spend the first pick of your draft, second pick overall, on another quarterback, what does that say about the guy? You just wasted a draft pick. I mean, you're giving him no chance to develop. I think they saw enough in Mettenberger to be intrigued. If this were Andrew Luck, yeah, but this isn't Andrew Luck we're talking about. This is Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota. This is a quarterbacks who are a considerable step down from that. If it were, you know, the Peyton Manning situation, as I said, Andrew Luck, if it were John Elway, yeah, someone like that. But that's not the case here. So they feel as if Mettenberger can be that guy. As long as there's that conviction in the building, then you've got to go in a different direction.
Percy Harvin officially released by the Jets. He going to get another opportunity in the NFL?
Oh, sure, he'll get another opportunity, but I mean, he's running out of places simply because now the word's out on him. He's a very talented guy, but you talk about character concerns. That's what I mentioned earlier. When he first came out, I'll never forget some people in Minnesota telling me, don't worry, he won't be a problem. Well, he was. Then he goes to Seattle, and guys, they were telling me, don't worry, we can handle him. Well, they couldn't. And it happened here in New York. Same thing. Don't worry. You know, I've seen this guy in a locker room before. I just worry about what character concerns can do to other guys on the team. It's a team game. It's not an individual game. And Percy Harvin's a very talented guy, but he's got a lot of issues, too. He's another guy I wouldn't put on my team. Honestly, I go back to the days of Terrell Owens. I covered Terrell Owens. Terrific player. But he was a guy who could be divisive, and I don't want divisive players on my team.
The New England Patriots have had a history of going after those guys and finding them a way, in a lot of cases, for them to fall in line. Do you think Percy Harvin lands with the Patriots?
I don't, just because I don't think that Belichick would take him on for numbers of reasons. You're right. I mean, they took on Corey Dillon. They took on Randy Moss. This guy's a little bit different, and I think it would take a lot to convince Bill Belichick to put him on there. I don't see that happening. The Patriots, you know, they've got a leadership core within, or they used to have one at least within, when they had the Teddy Bruschis, Teddy Johnsons there, Richard Seymour's. Those guys are gone, but I think they got that back last year when they had Revis there, Tom Brady certainly on offense, a couple of the other guys. But, you know, Revis may be gone. And as I said, I think Revis probably is going to be gone to the Jets. If that happens, and Brandon Browner, I don't know what his situation is. He's not a team leader, but he may be gone too. The Patriots may be looking for secondary help, not wide receiver help.
Lastly, Clark, what are you hearing on Adrian Peterson and the Vikings?
You know, I wish I could give you a definitive answer. I don't know that. I mean, it seems like the word that the longer this goes on, the more I'm beginning to believe he's not going to play with them again. I if you had asked me a week ago, I thought he was. But Mike Zimmer said, you know, we'll do what we can to accommodate him. When you hear a team talking like that, that usually is indication that the guy wants to go. And maybe he wants to go where he thinks he can win because he's going to turn 30. He's not a young back anymore. Maybe he wants to go somewhere where he's got a chance to win a ring. That's not going to happen in Minnesota. Not this year. It could eventually, but not this year. So maybe that's what he would like to have happen. If that's the case, yeah, I could see them making a trade and making one of those blockbuster trades. And we've seen them already. I mean, as you mentioned today, we've had several with the Graham deal and the Haloti Ngata, the McCoy deal. So maybe that would happen. But I'm beginning to think now he's played his last down for the Minnesota Vikings.
And A.J. Hawk's agent just tweeted out that he has signed with the Bengals. So I think that's a pretty legit source. Two-year deal with the Bengals. You think Hawk's got anything left?
I don't know. If Mike Zimmer were the Bengals, I'd say that, you know, they could find out there. But, you know, Vontaze Burfict found a home there. I'm sort of skeptical because I thought the Packers gave him every chance, and he was surrounded by playmakers, but he was kind of just a guy there. I was disappointed because I thought he could have been a much better and bigger player there. We'll see, but if you ask me, do I think he'll be as good as he was in Green Bay? Do I think he'll be better than he was in Green Bay? I'll tell you, no, I don't think he will be.
Well, Clark, it's been a very busy day. We appreciate you taking some time out for us. Enjoy it. I'm sure there'll be lots more signings and deals in the next 24 to 48 hours. Appreciate your time.
Next 24 to 48 minutes.